Now, a supporter of the Islamic State terror group has pleaded guilty to plotting to bomb St Paul's Cathedral and a hotel. Safia Amira Sheikh admitted the preparation of terrorist acts at a hearing at the Old Bailey. Well, Sky's crime correspondent Martin Brunt is with me now. Hello, Martin. Just give us an insight in how the police foiled this plot.
Well, she was very determined, but the plot didn't go very far simply because she got caught up in an undercover police operation and was arrested last October. Essentially, what she was planning to do was to blow up St Paul's Cathedral and a hotel in central London. And to that end, she had made contact on the internet with somebody she thought was a bomb maker. She had asked this bomb maker to prepare two bombs and had actually, after ordering these devices, had actually met the alleged bomb maker. She went to scope out St Paul's Cathedral. She identified the hotel in central London where she'd stayed on that reconnaissance trip as another potential target. And if the bomb maker had delivered the bombs, she planned to leave one in the hotel and then take a second to St Paul's Cathedral, where she planned to detonate it as a suicide bomber. But the bomb maker wasn't who he said he was. He was an undercover detective, and so she was arrested, and the plot went no further than that. Safia Amira Sheikh was the name she adopted, but originally she was Michelle Ramsden, a Muslim convert, somebody who'd sworn allegiance to ISIS, and at one stage in her previous life was the sole director of an MOT garage in Hounslow. So quite a difference in the persona that she adopted.